as a woman of color, I just felt the need to create a business whose mission was to elevate other people who are marginalized in their communities, smaller makers, women, minority-owned businesses. You know, it's so important to me to support those founders, and I can do that through Yumday.
Welcome to the Virginia Foodie Podcast, where we lift the lid on the craft food industry and tell the stories behind the good food, good people, and good brands that you know and love. If you've ever come across a yummy food brand and wondered, how did they do that? How did they turn that recipe into a successful business? Then we've got some stories for you. Hello there, foodie folk. Welcome to the podcast. In today's episode, I've got a treat for both the makers and the eaters out there. I sat down earlier this spring with Leah Ballantyne, the founder of Yumday, an online marketplace for snacks and treats made by BIPOC-owned brands. Launched right in the middle of the pandemic, Leah's mission is to make every day delicious by finding and sharing wholesome snacks from diverse founders of innovative food brands. I found Leah through some food industry connections, but since we first spoke, lots of other brands are taking notice of her values-driven company. She's been featured twice on the Food Network, first as an AAPI-owned business, and again as a Mother's Day gift idea. I was fascinated with Yumday because my work with emerging brands overlaps a bit with her role as being an alternate retail channel for small food businesses. If you're trying to grow retail sales for packaged food, the bigger channels always want data on not just your market, but how you serve your business accounts too. Finding and growing retail accounts takes time and networking. Alternate channels like Yumday are one way to spread brand awareness while also learning the ropes of order fulfillment. The fact that she's focused on BIPOC brands means that companies without deep connections in the industry have an opportunity to start making their mark. On top of her role as Chief Snack Officer, Leah also hosts the podcast Every Day is a Food Day with Anna Van Valen. In it, they explore the stories behind food holidays, and those stories are part of what inspired her to create Yumday. As a marketer, I think it's so cool to have built her audience first. And she speaks today about how the podcast led her to the business she founded. Hi, Leah. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on the podcast because I think your business model is pretty interesting one and pretty timely. So can you start off by introducing yourself to our listeners and tell them who you are and what you're doing?
Absolutely. So hello, everyone. I'm Leah Ballantyne, and I run Yumday, which is an online curated snack shop and snack box service that features and prioritizes women and BIPOC-led food brands, as well as mission-driven and sustainable brands. And I started Yumday and launched the e-commerce component at the beginning of 2021, so mid-January of this year.
Yeah, you're kind of a new player on this scene, but I thought that your business model was pretty relevant, and that's why I wanted to share you with our audience here.
Thank you.
So 2021, that's like a crazy time to start. I mean, the pandemic has been nuts, but We're still working our way out of it in springtime while we're talking now. And I wanted to know, like, what was it like to start what you're doing during a pandemic? And can you talk a little bit about that and why it was so important to you to kick this off?
Sure. Yeah. When, you know, I was telling my friends that I was going to launch this company during the pandemic, I think I was met with a lot of wide eyes. And, you know, I had the same feeling myself. It's a different and challenging time to do anything that's new, but also, I feel like the pandemic actually helped me shape this business, because what Yumday does with its, you know, online curation of snacks and online sales was really driven by the way that I started shopping for my own food during the pandemic, during lockdown. In 2020, my eating habits changed. I had to shop a little bit differently. There were a lot of things happening culturally, such as, you know, this need and desire to be able to amplify and promote representation. All of these forces and factors came together really to help me clarify my vision for launching Yum Day. So I knew that I was more comfortable shopping online. I wanted a different way to eat and get my snacks because I was working from home. My husband was working from home and we just wanted to get some different type of food in our pantry. And also as a woman of color, I just felt the need to create a business whose mission was to elevate other people who are marginalized in their communities, smaller makers, women, minority-owned businesses. You know, it's so important to me to support those founders, and I can do that through Yum Day. So actually, there were a lot of things during the pandemic that just pushed me to launch this business, and I can't think of a more perfect time to get it started than now.
Well, that was a bold move because you were not in the food industry prior to this, right?
Right. I was not. I mean, I've always been an eater, but before this, professionally, I worked in media and entertainment for the past decade.
Now, you also are on a podcast called Every Day's a Food Holiday, right?
Yeah. Every Day's a Food Day is a podcast that I co-produce with my friend, Anna Van Valen, who's also a podcast consultant and producer.
And you started that before you started this business that you're in now. Is that right?
Yeah. That is true. So when I actually started Yum Day, this name and brand, it came out of my desire, passion, and interest for food storytelling. I just find that there are so many really interesting stories and histories behind the foods that we eat every day. As a personal side project, I wanted to dig into all of these national food holidays. It just was fascinating to me. You know, why are we celebrating National Donut Day? You know, why do we have National French Fry Day? And when I looked back, just, you know, I'm a total nerd, by the way. I would go down these rabbit holes of really cool pieces of information and history that gave me fascinating origin stories behind some of these days that I didn't know about. I always took them to be more of a marketing tactic, like get your free donuts on National Donut Day. But when you really look back, you can see that it started because of a very specific thing or reason. You know, National Donut Day, for example, is something that was started by the Salvation Army as a fundraiser and also as a tribute to the women who served as donut lassies during World War I.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And it's just all of these things I think we don't see, they don't rise up the way we would want them to. And so my friend Anna and I were like, we should tell these stories. And, you know, podcasting is such a great way to be able to share these types of bits of history.
So with your new venture, Yum Day, you talk about origin stories for these national food days. Are you only looking for startup food brands or are you just looking to elevate the entire community?
At this point, being so new, I have quite a focused filter on what I'm looking for. So I am really focused in on startup food brands. A lot of the brands that I'm meeting, they're emerging. You know, they're doing really innovative things and they're all independent. They're not part of larger corporate food systems at this point. Mm-hmm.
So when you find these brands, you're putting them out there into the market. What else do they get out of a relationship with Yum Day?
As I mentioned, storytelling is so important to me, and I find that that's such a great way to connect people. So when I get to work with a brand, I really love to learn more about their teams and their founders and their founder stories. And I think what is so fascinating is a lot of them have created these new food products or items because of a need that they recognized, either with their own families, you know, wanting to create a healthier version of this type of food product, or they wanted to introduce a new type of snack that maybe meant something to them culturally. And so I love to tap into that and figure out what it is that drives, you know, these founders and makers into creating the new snack. And what I love to do is be able to tell that story to other people in my community. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're offering additional sort of promotion out to the people who are sort of following Yum Day.
Exactly. There's definitely that. I mean, I like to see myself as, you know, a partner to these brands in a way to be sort of a megaphone for them as well. I think when I approach the brands, I'm always a customer first. That's really how I find them, you know, is from my own experience being, you know, an eater of their product.
That's what that was one of the things I wanted to ask is how do you find all these brands? I mean, emerging startup brands generally have a small community. So how are you running across these brands?
I do tons of internet research. There are also a lot of great organizations out there that do highlight these startup brands. So, you know, you've got things like the Good Food Foundation. I'll sign up for newsletters from people like Food Borough, the Food Bevy Group, and then the Specialty Food Association has been really great in, you know, helping me find a lot of these brands. But there's a lot of time that I spend myself, you know, researching, going online and reaching out, you know, shooting an email to a founder and learning more about what they have and what they offer.
So you really are a startup and you're a buyer. That's the role that you fit in sort of my client relationships is you're a buyer for a retail channel, essentially.
Yeah, that's it exactly. I am the buyer, you know, I curate and this is, yeah, I'm very, very new, but this is so exciting to be hitting the ground running in this way. It's super thrilling.
Well, subscription services are something that are a good alternate channel for brands that are trying to make that next step into, say, bigger retail. It's a good place to demonstrate that you can deliver a quantity, that you can negotiate these relationships. And so that's really what brought you to my attention. I was like, oh yeah, I know a lot of brands that could really benefit from relationships like this.
Yeah. Yeah. The subscription piece is really great to have. I look at Yumday as a discovery platform. This is a great place for people who want to try something new, but don't know where to start. They can get started with a curated box or join our monthly snack box program. And I will curate these products and put them together and send them out every month to subscribers. And it's really exciting when, you know, the customer gets the box and just finds a new brand or new type of snack or flavor that they would not have run across, you know, in their normal grocery shopping. It's such a lovely way to find, you know, your tribe and find new customers and showcase, you know, new things that you might have going on.
Well, I saw that you can order individual products on your site as well. But when you're doing these curated boxes or the subscription thing, I'm thinking about Birchbox, where you would have like these little samples in there, but you also kind of got marketing materials. Do you let your brands do that, like add additional stories or flyers or coupons or things like that?
Yes, absolutely. I love that. It was interesting when I was getting this started, I was doing a lot of feedback from people. I've, you know, surveying people would be potential customers. I did a lot of business prep before launching, as one should do. And one of the questions I got was asking when a brand is part of Yumday, can they go beyond just giving you the product to like including marketing? And a 100% yes from me, because that is what I value so much, you know, is this connection and the story. I think it's wonderful. When I send out a box, I always include an insert that covers the bios of the founders and their missions behind their snack products. And I think once you have that in there and your customer opens up the box and they can read more about the person, the experience of eating that treat, I think just goes up to like another level. The food becomes more delicious when you know who it came from. That's scientific, but no.
Yes, I think so. You form a personal connection. It just got a whole lot yummier.
Exactly.
So I heard you mention curated gifts. How does curation work? What happens in a curated gift box?
Sure. So, you know, there are some options that you can choose to buy with the curation. If you want to shop female-founded box, or if you want to buy puck-founded box, we have the upcycled and sustainable snack box now. And as part of it, you know, I'll go through and find snack brands by founder or value and put them in the box. There's also an opportunity too with the curation piece if you have special dietary needs. For instance, if you're gluten-free, I will select based on that as well. So there's definitely, I mean, it's handpicked based on value, any special need. And then if you want to send it as a gift, you can include a note with the box that I am very happy to personalize and write out for your gift recipient.
Well, then you're like in the specialty food environment, like you're very specialty, like with these curated boxes, you're really narrowing it down to sort of a very like values driven choice.
Yes, absolutely. It is very narrowed down by values and by diet if needed. If, you know, somebody has any sort of restrictions or allergies, I also will curate that way. And then even to being very thoughtful about the types of snacks that are in there. So that way you get a nice range, you know, from bars to bites to, you know, some type of popped food or popcorn. And even now I have a few beverages as well. So yeah, the curation is, I'm 100% working on your box when you make an order. You know, I'm thinking through what goes in it and how you get it.
So what are you looking for in your snack brands? I mean, obviously you've got a cultural definition, but what else are you looking for? What do you think makes a successful Yum Day brand?
I love finding really innovative products. Most recently, I have been connecting with a lot of brands that are creating snacks using upcycled ingredients. And to me, just the ability to be able to find something that would have been considered food waste, stuff that would have been discarded, and turning it into this other superfood is just incredible. And so there are some really great brands that have tapped into figuring out, how do we take what would be just tossed away food that's still perfectly good food, still makes for perfectly good ingredients, and create, you know, this brand new snack out of it. I mean, it's kind of a new category when you look at it.
Yeah. Can you explain that a little more? What's a good example of an upcycled product?
Sure. One of the chips that we sell, they're veggie chips, is from a company called Pulp Pantry. And what Pulp Pantry does is take, you know, this discarded fruit and vegetable pulp from commercial juiceries.
Okay.
You know, stuff that just would have been thrown away. And they have made incredible chips. Or the first ingredients, you know, when you look at it, are the vegetables. A lot of times you'll see veggie chips, right? And then when you read through, the vegetables don't come till like later down in the ingredient list. But right up front, you know, these are grain-free chips made with celery, kale, and other superfoods, the pulps of those foods.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So they're buying something downstream from a food manufacturer that's already using an ingredient, and then turning it into a whole new food, I guess.
A whole new food. Yeah. And, you know, the chips are delicious. So, you know, flavor, of course, is a priority. Right. But to know that what you're eating is just, it's good for you and it's good for the planet. I mean, I feel like that's just such a win all around. You know, it's so exciting to find more of these companies that are doing things with upcycling food and finding sustainable ways to use things that would have been waste and actually turn them into, you know, nutrient dense snacks for us.
Oh, that's an exciting category. That's one to watch.
Yeah.
Upcycled. I just keep thinking of repurposed furniture, but that's a whole new this is a whole new meaning to upcycling. Mm-hmm. Well, the another question I had is, like, if a brand forms a relationship with you and you're doing these curated boxes, is there an opportunity for repeat business? How in the life of a brand relationship work with Yum Day?
Sure. Yeah, there is opportunity for repeat business. And something I do, especially with the subscription piece, is I have this ability now to kind of schedule out into the future what types of foods, you know, I want to have in that box. And because of that, because there's something new coming out every month, a brand could come back to me and we could debut a newer flavor, a different SKU later on down the road, which is so wonderful. And what I've been noticing too is I love getting feedback from customers and finding out what they enjoy or what they want more of. And so once they find a new snack that they like, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, do they have other versions of this? Oh. Or do they have a different variety? So there's certainly a spot and a place for a brand to stick with me and a way for me to keep showing off what they have. Mm-hmm. you know, there are a few brands that I've been working with since the beginning here who have new flavors coming out later on down the year. So through the subscription program, there's a great opportunity to showcase those a little on down the road.
Yeah, a part of me is going, oh, that would be a good, you know, test market opportunity too. You could introduce a flavor and see how it played in a subscription environment and kind of get a little bit of that feedback. Like, oh, this is exciting to me, actually. I'm starting to nerd out a little bit.
Yes, this is what we love.
Well, I have other questions. Like, you're in startup phase and I'm like, okay, how do you grow? What do you do next? Tell me some things about your like long-term vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what's so interesting with Yumday is I'm serving two groups of people. I have the customers, your consumers, and also the brands. And so for me, it's very exciting to find all of the like the places where they intersect Yumday and finding all the places where they align. And so to be able to continue finding more and more brands that, you know, fit these values and the mission would be such a win for me, you know, just to keep growing that relationship. And then also proving to those brands that, you know, I'm here 100% to help support your growth. And then also just continuing to build up the customer base and the engagement. I find there are a lot of people who really want to start shopping by values, who want to look for different ways to get food on the table, to get snacks in the pantry. And the big challenge for me is figuring out how I can find all of those folks and show them these snack brands that I have at Yumday. But, you know, the big goal this year, while I'm still very much, you know, deep into startup mode, is really growing the connections, growing engagement, and finding more and more customers who want to get their hands, their mouths around these snacks.
Well, what is like a big home run for your brand? Like if you were inspired to start this, what is like the 5-year end of the road or something for Yumday?
Oh my goodness. I've had these visions of grandeur. I would love to be able to bring on guest curators and collaborators. I think that would be something so wonderful. Because while I love doing the curating myself, I love finding other people's perspectives on what types of brands and snacks they love. I'd also be really interested in expanding beyond the snack space, you know, into finding more pantry staples. I mean, 5 years from now, it'd be so wonderful to have even a physical location where I could do some more fresh foods from local makers and farmers. So, you know, just growing however I can to continue to support independent food producers, you know, in the best way possible. I mean, that would just be a dream.
Well, that's a lovely dream. That's a lovely thing to be aiming for. So you're in your startup year. What's on the horizon for this year in particular? You mentioned that you're planning out some curated packs. What are you working on?
Sure. I have a lot of themed curations that are coming up. So, you know, there are a lot of wonderful holidays that we can celebrate, Mother's Day and Father's Day. Also, a big thing that I am focused on is creating curated collections around our Heritage Awareness Months and finding makers that would be great people to represent some of these different months. So we've got in May, Asian American Pacific Islander Month, and I'm so excited to be teaming up with brands that are founded by wonderful AAPI entrepreneurs. And I would love to continue that going with each of the months coming up. And then every month also is just another opportunity to bring in, you know, a handful of new snack brands. So it's really exciting to jump into my calendar and then see, you know, who I have lined up. It's, you know, it's, there's so much anticipation for what snacks are going to come on board next. And it is so much fun for me to do that. It's like a surprise party every month for people.
Well, I like that surprise party every month. That's a pretty cool concept. Well, before we close, can you share how listeners can find you? Can you give us your social handles and ways that people can become subscribers? And also, how can a brand reach out to you?
Yeah. So you can find Yumday on social media at Yumday Co. And then you can head over to our website, which is yumday.co. And for people who want to check out our snack shop, if you're over at the website at yumday.co, you can see places where you can shop individual snacks. You can also jump in and get curated collections. You know, if it's overwhelming or you're not sure where to start, we have a great place for you to start. And also, if you just love snacks and would like new snacks every month and you're open to discovering new flavors, we do have our monthly snack box program.
That sounds like a great gift idea, too.
It really is. I've been doing a lot of gifting lately. It's been so much fun. If people are interested in wanting to send the snacks as gifts, you can also include a note that you want to have in your box. And I will personally handwrite that note for the gift recipient. Sometimes you'll see little doodles on there, too, for birthdays. But it's so fun and it's so special. And I love gift giving. I think that is probably one of the big reasons too that drove me to start this is there's just so much joy when you're able to give somebody something, you know, really unique and different.
You get a surprise party in the mail.
Surprise party. Yeah. You open it up. You don't know what's going to be in there. It's amazing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it's exciting and interesting and your passion just really shines through. And I think what a lovely avenue for these emerging brands.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you and, you know, to share the story. I love getting to meet, you know, so many new brands and brand founders. And I'm always open to, you know, kicking off a conversation about what Yumday can do, you know, for a new brand.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to learn more about how to grow your own food brand, then click on Grow My Brand at vafoodie.com. If you're a lover of local food, then be sure to follow us. We are at vafoodie on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join the conversation and tell us about your adventures with good food, good people, and good brands.